ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषाय शून्यवादे पाश्चात देश तारिणे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिका तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामनि गौरात्विषे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थपितां येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वाञ्छाकल्पत्रोभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धोभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर कंटिन्यूटी ऑफ अवर भक्ति शास्त्री नेक्टर ऑफ डिवोशन भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु वी आर इन द इंट्रोडक्शन अवर फर्स्ट चैप्टर एंड इन द फर्स्ट चैप्टर वी आर डिस्कसिंग द सामान्य भक्ति उत्तम भक्ति but the name of the chapter characteristic of the pure devotional service okay and in this section the six characteristics of the pure devotional service when some practice pure devotional service six things manifest and what are these six things Waldemar what is the first one kleshagni All the miseries mitigated. All the different sins, everything disappears. Okay, what is the number two? Lalita? All auspiciousness. Shubhada, all auspiciousness. Number three? Moksha laguta krita. Making the liberation insignificant. It's okay. And number four is Who will tell? Sudurlabha. It is rarely achieved. And what are the two reasons for Sudurlabha? It cannot be had by one's own effort, number one, and number two. Krishna is reluctant to give. Now we are discussing number five. What is number five? Sadra Ananda Visheshatma. Sadra Ananda. It means condensed bills. Incalculable. Incalculable means you cannot calculate. Incalculable condensed bills. Okay? Vishesh, special. An Atma means the nature of this pure devotional service, that it is condensed bliss. And the two verses are quoted by Srila Rupa Goswami. One is from Hari Bhakti Sudodaya and other one is Bhavarth Deepika. Bhavarth Deepika is a commentary by Sridhar Swami on Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhavarth Deepika is Sridhar Swami's commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the base, means which is the foundational commentary on Bhagavatam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted that. So on which page in our book is this? Page number 15, right? Yeah? Sandrana, this is what you said, happiness from Krishna consciousness, right? We have changed the word, you remember? Alright. So these two, the first verse, okay, there is no verse but there is a translation here. So just read the verse for our purification. Tvata sakshad krishna halad vishuddhabdi sitasyame. Tvat shakshad krishna karan ahalad. Karan ahalad. Can this be bigger? I think it can be bigger. There's a way. Okay. Tvat sakshad karan ahalad vishuddh abadi istasya me. Tvat sakshad means when I come in direct contact with Supreme Lord. Sakshad means just like when go to the deity, we have a darshan of the deity. Sakshad means just in front. So here the word is Hari Bhakti Sudodaya. While satisfying Lord Narasimha, he said, my dear Lord of the universe, I am feeling transcendental pleasure. What is this transcendental pleasure? Karana ahalad vishuddha abadhi. Vishuddha abadhi. Abadhi means ocean. And vishuddha means completely purified. It's completely pure. Karana means all the senses, everything. Karana means when I hear you, when you are speaking. It means, Sakshat, you are speaking to me. You know, like the gopis are saying, Krishna, in a gopi geet, when you are speaking to it, Vallaguhas here, when you are speaking to me, this is giving us so much happiness, that is the happiness, ocean of the happiness. So, Tvata means, my dear Lord, your. Sakshat means direct. Karan Ahalad means eyes are getting bliss. Ears are hearing your words. I can see with my eyes, I drink, I hear my ears. I can smell the tulsi leaves at your lotus feet. This is the means sakshat. Karan means all senses. They are getting vishuddha abadhi, the ocean of pure bliss. Istitasya me, I am in now completely situated in that. Sukhani, and the happiness. Goshpadayante. Goshpad means this, not cow, in calf. When calf is there's a mark of the hoofs of the calf on the ground. And there is a water in that. Brahmanya means of the Brahma realization, which means the Jnani's highest goal, which means liberation. Api Jagat Guru He, Master of the Universe, Lord Narsingadev, by directly seeing you, hearing you, I am in an ocean of bliss, and compared to that, the enjoyment of or bliss of liberation is like a water in the hoof prints of a calf. Can you see this? You understand the meaning? So this is our in our book. Just you read this. My dear Lord of the universe, the universal guru actually, Jagat Guru, right? I am feeling transcendental pleasure in your presence, Sakshat in front of you. And have become merged in the ocean of happiness, Abadi, Vishuddha. Ocean means, Abadi means ocean, right? I now consider the happiness of Brahmanand, which means liberation, to be no more than a water in the impression left by a cow's hoof in the earth compared to the ocean of bills. Okay? So this is the one. And then another is commentary by Sridhar Swami on this verse. And what is this? Bhavarth Deepika, Sridhar Swami commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, my dear Lord, here verse says, Tvata Kathamrata Patho Dau Vibranto Mahamuda Kuravanti Kirtanah Kechid Chaturvargam Trinopamam. Chaturvargam means four goals. What are the four goals we discussed? Religiosity, economical development, kama, which means sense, enjoyment and liberation, are insignificant. Trana, trana means just like a trinadapi sunichana, means just like a straw in the street. It is of no use. All these things are korvanti kirtanhi kechit. They are all useless. All these are useless in front of your katha amrit. In front of, when we hear your katha. So what is Srila Prabhupada is writing? My dear Lord, some of the fortunate person who are swimming in the ocean of your nectar of devotion and who are relishing the nectar of narration of your pastime, certainly no essential, no ecstasies, which immediately minimize the value of the happiness derived from the religiosity, economical development, sense gratification and liberation. Such transcendental devotees regards any kind of happiness other than devotional service as no better than straw in the street. So Srila Prabhupada has paraphrased these two verses. Those who are interested to know, these are the verses given as it is by Rupa Goswami. Is it okay? But otherwise the two reasons, two quotes for Sadrananda Vishesha Atma, condensed bliss, which the happiness is far superior as compared to the liberation. Now the sixth characteristic, Krishna, Sri Krishna Akrishani. Can you see the Sri word first? Shri Krishna Akrishani. Shri means actually Radha Rani, which means associate of Krishna. So it attracts Krishna and associate of Krishna. So Shri is included to make sure that it's not Krishna alone, along with his associate Shri. Prem, so what is the stage at which it says Prem? At the stage of Prema Bhakti attracts Krishna. Kirtva harim prema bhajam priyavarga samanvitam bhakti vashi karoti ti Sri Krishna Krishni mata. This is the verse. There are three verses in our book. Kritva harim prem bhajanam. Those who are completely drowned in the prem of Krishna, those who have got a Krishna prem. Priya varg means very dear to Krishna. Bhakti vishok vashi karoti, that bhakti controls Krishna, and Sri Krishna is attracted to those devotees. So this is the symptom in which Krishna runs to the devotees. So see, Srila Rupa Goswami has stated, devotional service attracts even Krishna. Krishna attracts everyone, but devotional service attracts Krishna. The symbol of devotional service's highest degree is Radharani. Okay? Krishna is called Madan Mohan, which means that he is so attractive that he can defeat the attraction of thousands of cupids. But Radharani is still more attractive, for she can even attract Krishna. Therefore, the devotees call her Madan Mohan Mohini, the attractor of Cupid. Is it okay? We know this. Is it all right? Cupid. We discussed this, I think, one day. Right? Cupid was conquered by Krishna. Yeah, Cupid came here to the Krishna and he said, I want to really have a little fight with you. Who will win? And Krishna asked, which type of fight? You want to fight with me in a fort or on a ground? Say, what is the meaning? Say, fort means I sit in samadhi and then you attack me. Well, he said, this I tried on Lord Shiva, it is easy. Say, what is on the ground? Which means when I am doing Raslila and then you attack me. When I am actually doing the conjugal pastime with the gopis, then you try to attack me. I want to try this. He said, all right, come on. So when Cupid was focusing his target, Krishna, when was using his flute, he was looking at Krishna and he was so enchanted that he fell down and his arrow fell down. Krishna said, still the war is not started and you have already lost. Get lost. Hey boy, you cannot stand here. Your body was burned by Lord Shiva and you will get another body when you appear as my son, as the son of Rukmani. So get out. So therefore Krishna is called Madan Mohan. He attracted the Kama Deva. Radharani attracts Krishna, as we have seen three gopis in a first Mangalacharan. Out of the three gopis, Radha, your first two gopis, Krishna control, Tarika and Palika. The next two gopis, Krishna is friend with them. They are Lalita and in your Mangalacharan. Shamala and Lalita. And the third line, one gopi is Radha, which controls Krishna. So Krishna gives pleasure to her. So she is the topmost. So now, Srila Prabhupada here writes, to perform devotional service, these things will come. But these, say, example, these are the example. This is the what we are reading now. To perform devotional service means to follow in the footsteps of Radharani. Is it okay? Can you find in our book? After this para, this 1, 2 and 3, these are the examples of Krishna Akrishani. Okay? The fact is, corroborated by Krishna in 11th canto. This is the verse from 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, okay? 14th chapter, verse number 20, where he says, "My dear Uddhav, you may know it from me that the attraction I feel for the devotees, devotional service rendered by my devotees is not to be attained even by the performer of mystic yoga." This is the different one. No. This is not verse. These three verses here, we have three verses. This is the beginning, this is next verse. Nasadet. This is the verse we are discussing now. And this is the last verse. Example 3, example 2, example 1. This is example 1. So this is the Prema Bhakti. This is actually the definition of Krishna Akrishani given by Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. This is the verse as it is from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So that is what Srila Prabhupada is giving the whole purport on this. It attracts Krishna even. So Krishna Akrishani Mata, that is called Sri Krishna Akrishani. Vashi Karoti means which controls Sri Krishna Akrishani. That is called Sri that bhakti is called Sri Krishna Akrishani. Which bhakti is Sri Krishna Akrishani means? Which attracts Krishna. That devotion which attracts Krishna, what is that devotee? Prem Bhajan, those devotees, they are in ecstasy of Krishna Prem. Priya Varg, they are called. Priya Varg means they are most dear to Krishna. Krishna is running to them. So this is the definition of Krishna Akrishani. What is the meaning of Krishna Akrishani? And Srila Prabhupada is giving this. So the devotional service we have to perform to follow the footsteps of Radharani. And devotees in Vrindavan put themselves under the care of Radharani in order to achieve perfection in their devotional service. In other words, devotional service is not an activity of the material world. It is directly under the control of Radharani. In Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that the Mahatma, the great souls, are under the protection of Devi Prakriti, internal energy, Radharani. So being directly under the control of internal potency of Krishna, devotional service attracts even Krishna himself. So which is this verse of Bhagavad Gita? Mahatmanastu parat devim prakriti maashrita bhajatya nyamanaso gyatvatamam bhutadim avyayam. So what is actually said in this definition is, because the devotional service which attracts Krishna is not material. It is Haladini Shakti. So Haladini Shakti represents Radharani. So as Radharani attracts Krishna, so the devotee who is at that level of the bhakti, he attracts Krishna. Is it okay? And this is what here is, just we read all this. Symbol of devotion is the highest degree is Srimati Radharani. This just we read. She is most attractive and is Madan Mohan Mohini. Sri Radharani is Devi Prakriti or internal energy of Krishna. Performing devotional service means to follow in the footsteps of Radharani, to put oneself under her care, to achieve perfection. Devotional service is directly under the control of Radharani and can thus attract Krishna. So this is just the paraphrasing what we have discussed now. In one line, how can you explain this? Krishna, Sri Krishna Akrishani, in one line. Who can try? Yes? Yes, that is one statement, that's all right. But it's still what we are discussing here, based on that, you want to say something? Yes?
Srimati Radharani attracts and controls Krishna by serving her purely and in the wholesome
That is good. It's still a little more, this most key point in this whole definition. Both are all right. Yes?
One who serves Radharani is as dear as Radharani to Krishna.
That's all right. That's good.
Krishna controls everybody, but Radharani controls.
That is all right. Yeah, one point, main point missing. What is that? It is the pure devotional which attracts Krishna. Why?
Because Krishna is only controlled by love.
There is a circular reason.
Prem bhakti only.
Prem bhakti is okay, but still, what is missing, Valdimir?
We should follow footsteps.
There is all right, something more. Pure devotional service is not material. It is the Swarup Shakti of Krishna. It is Swarup Shakti of Krishna. Haladi, Samvit and Haladini. In our book original, there are two words, Samvit and Haladini. Rupa Goswami said Samvit and Haladini. So because pure devotional, you just focus in your mind, girl into it, pure devotional service, Uttama Bhakti, is a Swarup Shakti of Sri Krishna. Is a Swarup Shakti of Sri Krishna. Haladini, Samvit and Haladini, both it is written there, but say Haladini. And Haladini is Radharani. And therefore Krishna is attracted. Why Krishna is attracted? Because bhakti is Swarup Shakti, which is Radharani personified. Because it is by her mercy. So what are we practicing this something little bit? Hare Krishna Mantra, Hare, we are requesting Radharani. But this is actually, this level is Prema Bhakti, higher level. We will discuss very soon. So what is the most important point? Prema Bhakti, so Uttama Bhakti is Swarupa Shakti of Sri Krishna, represented by Haladini Shakti. It is non-material, therefore it attracts Krishna. Is it okay? Some example where Krishna is attracted automatically and goes there. Harikatha. Well, where the pure, wherever people, pure devotees chant holy name, he appears. Where there is Hari Katha, he appears. The example is the first Bhagavad Katha done by Uddhav at the Kusum Sarovar. In that Katha, Krishna appeared directly. Well, this was the, that's okay. Very good. Other example? Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go every day to visit Haridas Thakur. After visiting Jagannath, he used to visit. So, Rupa Goswami has not written, you know, Mahaprabhu's Leela's devotees, but yes, even Rupa Goswami and Sanatana themselves, they attracted Mahaprabhu. All the way he wanted to go to the Vrindavan, he went to the Ram Kelly and he met the Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. Because they were writing letter to him and he understood they love Krishna. Though they are serving the Hussain Shah, but they have a love for Krishna. That's okay, that's not in our examples are not here, but this is Mahaprabhu attracted by the devotees. Krishna attracted by the devotees, some example. What?
I remember the story of that child who was offering bhoga to Krishna and Krishna came and accepted as the child was a reluctant.
Well, the father was offering everyday bhoga, but that was a ritualistic when the son was actually too much attracted to Krishna, so Krishna appeared there and took bhoga. Is okay? What?
He went to Vidur's house.
Yeah, instead of going to the accepting the Duryodhana's elaborate feast, he rejected that. He went to the Vidura's house, because the pure devotion of Vidura attracted, and Vidura is attracted Krishna. He went there instead of going anywhere else. Okay, you want to say, yeah? Dhruva Maharaj, yes, Lord Vishnu went all the way to Dhruva Maharaj, but Dhruva Maharaj is actually not in a list of the pure devotees. Prahlad Maharaj, Narasingadeva appeared, yes. The word here is Sri Krishna Akrishani. We have to a little more. That's also, these all examples are good. Krishna was very much attracted to Pandava. That is the next verse. Yes? Acha, he came as a bumblebee. This is a period of the. These are the one of the song of the gopis, Brahmar Geet. Yes.
Sudama.
Well, Sudama went to Krishna. Not the Krishna came to Sudama.
No, but he came after.
Yes. Okay. Huh. Yes. This is the example I was looking. After the war, Yudhishthira Maharaj was very upset because of him there were so many people killed. So he could not sleep at night, and one night he went to see Krishna. And Krishna was in meditation. He said, "On you, oh, you Krishna meditating on somebody? Everybody meditating on you are meditating." He said, "My dear devotee Bhisham is remembering me right now. He wants to leave body. So you all get ready, we will go tomorrow to give him darshan." So Krishna was attracted by the devotion of Bhisham Pitama. And we see Bhisham Pitama's prayers. He was praying to the gopis even in 11 prayers. And in one verse, the whole five chapter of Ras dance are there in one verse. Yes, Bhisham Pitama attracted Krishna. Sri Krishna Akrishani. And not only Krishna, but Pandavas, his associate, also went to give darshan to Bhisham Pitama. Yes, good. Okay, now these are the three examples now. The example one, only pure devotional can control Krishna, no other process. This is the verse from 11th canto, 14th chapter, 20th verse. Krishna is speaking to Uddhava. Nasadhyante mam yogo. Na sankhyam dharma udhava, na swadhyas tapatyago, yatha bhaktir mama urjita. Na sadhyate means I cannot be achieved by yoga, by knowledge, sankhya, dharma, by only performance of dharma yajna, udhava. Na swadhyaya, not only by reading Vedic literature, tapa by austerity, and tyago by renunciation. Yatha, as bhakti, as I am, by bhakti, mam urjita. Urjita means pure devotee, free from jnana, karma, adi. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, urjita means free from jnana, karma, adi, anavritam. That devotion. And one of the name, Urji, Urja. Now the Kartik is coming. And in the Kartik is called, Radharani is called Urja. Urjavasi. The Vrt is called Urjit, Urja, Urj, what is the word we use? You know Kartik Mahatma, Urjavat, that's one Urja. Urjavasi is the name of Radharani. In other words, those who are in that type of love to Krishna, that Krishna are Krishna, no other process. So this is our first example. Okay, this is by no other process Krishna can be attracted as he is attracted by bhakti. And this is the second example. This is our second para. Can you see the second? All the so this one, two, and three, all these three para are the three examples. What is the second example? Now, yoyam nirloke bat bhuri bhaga. Lokam punana munyo abhiyanti. Yesham Graham Avastiti Sakshat Gudam Param Brahmanushya Lingam. So Narada Muni is telling to Maharaj Yudhishthira. When Maharaj Yudhishthira heard, oh, Narasingadeva appeared for Prahlad Maharaj. So fortunate is Prahlad. Narada is saying, you am you. Niraloke Bhata Bhuri Bhaga, you are the most fortunate on this planet. Lokam Punana Munyo Vibhyad. So many rishis are coming to your home all the times. Yesham Graham Avasti Sakshat. Because in your home, Swayam Param Brahma Manushya Lingam, as a two-handed form Krishna, he was all the time in your home. So your home become a pilgrim and so many rishis are coming your home. When did Narasingadeva went to the Prahlad's home? Never. So you are most fortunate. You have attracted Krishna. And because of Krishna, so many great lover of the Krishna are coming to your home. So this is the verse spoken by Narada to Yudhishthira, the greatness of the Pandavas. So this is the paraphrase in our Maharaj Yudhishthira. Okay. Seventh quote, the whole verse is described here. You are the only fortunate people in the world. Bhuri Bhaga. You are the most fortunate world. Bhuri Bhaga. Bhuri means fortunate. Bhaga. You are the most fortunate person on the planet. Now the last is Bhagavad Gita. And this is the two verses in Bhagavad Gita. What are the two verses? Sakheti matva prasabham yadoktam.
Sakheti matva prasabham yadoktam.
He Krishna, he Yadav, he Sakheti. Ajanatam hemanam tavedam. Maya pramadat pranayena vapi. Yachavahasa artham asatkritosi. Viharasyasan bhojanesho. Eko atva pyachuttat samaksham. Tat kshamai tvamaham aparameyam. These are the prayers of the Arjuna in 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Huh? So Krishna is attracted to, or even he's saying, I told you, simple words, O Krishna, where are you? O Yadu, you are Yadavas, you cannot be king. We are Pandavas, we are king. So I was belittling you like that, not knowing your majesty. So Krishna was attracted to the Arjuna to the extent that he is feeling like in friendship like that. So this is the example in Bhagavad Gita calling Krishna. What is last? This is the proof how great this process of devotional service is. Although the Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, the greatest among all greats, he remained with those royal brothers, being attracted by their devotion, by their friendship, and by their love. There is the proof of how great the process of devotional service is. It can attract even Supreme Personality of Godhead. God is great, but devotional service is greater than God, because it attracts him. Is it okay? So this is the one word to remember. God is great, but devotional service is greater than God because it attracts him. Is it okay? So you underline this one line. Devotees are Prabhupada said something like that. So Krishna is massaging the feet of Radharani. So Radharani is greater than Krishna because Krishna is serving Radharani. Krishna is carrying the shoes of Nanda Baba, so Nanda Baba is greater than Krishna. He is serving Krishna. Even Arjuna is sitting as a chariot, as a charioteer, and Krishna as a chariot driver. So Arjuna is greater than Krishna. So then Prabhupada said, devotee is greater than Krishna. Devotee is greater than Krishna. And some other time, Srila Prabhupada said, all these Mayavadis, they want to be one with Krishna. But we want to be the father of Krishna. Even they want to be Krishna, still devotees' father are bigger than Krishna. So still they are lower, they cannot be higher. Devotee is higher than Krishna. Is it okay? Well, here ends actually our this first chapter. But this is something, these two charts, can you see? We have discussed this because there is something again, just review and then we go to the second chapter quickly. Maybe, yes. So what is this? What is this chart? Can somebody understand? First look at this chart which is here. What is the reason for klesha or the misery? Ignorance leads to sinful desires. That is bijam, and that leads to sins, okay? And sin leads to misery, okay? So here it is papam means sinful action, not desire. So we are working here on a level 3, sin, okay? The sin, it means action of the sin. It gives rise to two results. What are the two results? We have discussed this. Aprarbha means unmanifested reactions, which in due course of time becomes manifest, okay? Direct physical, emotional suffering. And second unmanifest, it becomes kutam, which means indirect suffering by increased sinful procability. You want to do the same thing again. You want to do the same thing again because this becomes a habit. You understand this? This becomes a habit. Like thief, it is his habit. He cannot avoid that. He may try, but it becomes his nature. So this unmanifest tendency in that person of doing the same thing again. Now I'm just giving one example here to make this clear. Some devotees, some students are disappearing. What is the problem? Your sister is sick still? And the other one just came, our French and the Japanese, where are they gone? It is all right. We had a teacher, he never came to his school, but he has a cap always on the table. Somebody used to say, you were not there, my cap was there. So if the things are there, it's okay. But they were here both. What happened to them? It's too difficult now? Is it still first chapter? Oh, she is coming. Japanese is coming. Hare Krishna. What I am trying to say is, I was giving you example something, but I said, yeah. You know, fourth canto, there is sixth canto. There is Daksha Prajapati, and his all sons were preached by Narada and made brahmacharis. So Daksha said, you have done wrong thing. They have never tasted the world. How can they renounce? They cannot last. So what is the reason Narada gave? What is the fault in Daksha's statement or proposition? If you don't see the world or the activities of the world, how can you renounce the world?
Suffering is
Sorry?
Suffering doesn't bring knowledge.
Something, what is knowledge?
Suffering.
This
idea is that if you suffer by enjoying the world, then you gain experience and knowledge.
And then, this was Daksha saying.
Right, that's not correct.
That's not correct. Why? That's what I'm asking. Why that is not correct, that enjoyment?
Because, as you said, you might get so involved in the sinful activity.
So, what is the answer given there? In the fire, you put as much fuel, will fire by fuel extinguish?
No.
So, repeated enjoyment only increases the proclivity, increases the more tendency to do the same thing, rather than decreasing. No. What is the example? Fire can never be extinguished by putting fuel in. Whatever you put a fuel in fire, it becomes more and more and more. So there are many examples in which this kutam means tendency to do the sinful activity. It manifests. They cannot resist it. It forced them. So this will continue. So next diagram says, papam, sinful action, aprarabdha, which means unmanifest. One will go as a prarabdha that we suffer, the other become kutam. And that kut will go to sinful desire again. It means number two. Can you see is number two here? So it goes back to sinful desire in next life even. People are born in a sinful families and they kill animals and then they don't feel anything. Because this is just their habit from last life. You know, they have this tendency, proclivity, a tendency, or that particular sort of habit. They are possessed by these ideas. There are so many people like Mrigari. When they kill somebody, they feel happy. So what is this? This is, this could become bij then. So this is something, what these sinful activities are. This is another diagram. This in ISKCON, all these different statement about the bij and kut, because it's too complicated subject actually. So what it says here, avidya, number one in our chart, okay, bijam, sinful activities, right? It gives rise to the papam, same thing here. Then it gives to aprarabdha, unmanifest. It goes in two ways. One way it becomes prarabdha, and other way it becomes kut, means sinful disposition. Again, it goes back as a sinful desire in the next life. Then it continues same way. It is just a circle. It continues like this. Is it understandable? Hare Krishna Lalita. No? It's too much? There are some impression in us, even we try to avoid, but they force us to do and act like that. And these impressions, it's a very difficult to really control. What is the one example we used to give generally? There was a thief. Well, instead of thief, I say, there was a goldsmith. He's doing gold ornament. He became a devotee. And he was going for begging. When somebody gave him roti, he weighs, it is not more than 30 gram. Because it is whole, it's everyday business. And then he looked like this. It's not pure. There's a mix in this. It's not 20 crate. It's only 18 crate. his calculation is same as a goldsmith. He become devotee, but his mind is same. So like the thief, he wanted to become a sadhu. He went with sadhus. In the night he cannot sleep. So he took the things of the sadhus from one bag to other, this and this. Morning everybody was fighting. Where is my dhoti? Where is my lota? And he says, I am sorry. Your lota is there, your dhoti is there. He said, why you did this? He said, I'm thief, I try my level best last night to sleep, but it's not possible. I have to do something. I did not steal, but actually I have exchanged things here and there. So this is the proclivity. You know? This will continue. What is in Hindi they call? Chor chori se jai, hera peri se na jai. So thief can stop stealing, but he can still put things from here to there. Because this is his habit, he cannot avoid this. That is actually the meaning of this koot, they will go again, continue. Okay, so now anyway, first chapter is better you take time and read this once more and make your own notes when it is fresh. If you forget this, then it won't work. At least, what is your question bank, you solve that. Now we are going to chapter 2, is it okay? The first stages of devotional service. Which devotional service? Uttama Bhakti. This all is dealing with Uttama Bhakti. The first stages of devotional service called Uttama Bhakti, and this is the categories of pure devotional service, Uttama Bhakti. So we have three categories of Uttama Bhakti. Is it okay? In our book, Srila Prabhupada has given these three categories. What is number one is? Sadhana. Sadhana. Say, sa. This A has a hyphen. It means sa. But the last A has no mark on the top. So, na. Sadhana bhakti. Is it okay? Devotional service in practice. Number two is called bhava bhakti. Devotional service in ecstasy. And number three is called prema bhakti. Devotional service in love of God. Is it okay? Now, I'm just making you to understand two more words right at this time. Actually, there are two words in Sanskrit. Sadhan and sadhya. Can you understand this?
Yes.
You put the another. Put sadhan and sadhya. Now, this paper... you put somewhere, whenever you want, you can see it. Sadhan and sadhya. Sadhan means practice and sadhya means perfection. Is it okay?
Yes.
Sadhan means practice. Sadhan means practice. And sadhya means perfection or goal. A result, what you want. Is okay? So actually one is a sadhan bhakti, one is a sadhya bhakti. But the sadhya bhakti has two stages. Actually, sadhya bhakti has two stages, bhav and prema. Is it okay? Sadhya means goal is two. Sadhana is one, would give rise to the results, which is ultimately prema. But there comes before that this bhav. Sadhan and sadhya, right? The two words, sadhan and sadhya. Sadhan means practice. Sadhya means goal or the perfection. Sadhan means practice. Sadhya means perfection. Sadhana. S-A-D-H-A-N. Sadhana. Sadhan and the other one is sadhya. If you remember, Sanatana Goswami asked this question from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is sadhana? What is sadhya? Sa, S-A, D-H, sadhya, Y-A, sadhya. Sadhya. So, sa, A is high, A is double, A, sa. Sadhya, sadhya, sadhya.
Huh?
Goal. Goal or perfection. What are the question, huh?
Goal or perfection.
Is it okay? Now, what are the three questions asked by Sanatana Goswami to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Who am I? Why I am suffering? And what is sadhana and what is sadhya? Is it okay? So, sadhana and sadhya. Now, of the sadhan bhakti, there are further two types. Is it okay? What are the two types of sadhan bhakti? Bas, it's okay. Sadhan means sa ke upar. Sadhya ko aise sa ke upar lakir do na. Aise put a, yeah, sa. Sadhan means practice. Now, what are the two types of sadhan bhakti? Vaidhi. Bhakti, devotional service according to regulative principles, and the other one is Raganuga Bhakti, spontaneous devotional service. Is Raganuga Bhakti perfection? No. It is sadhana bhakti. Raganuga is sadhana bhakti. It is not sadhya. It is not the goal. Is it okay? Goal is prema bhakti. So Raganuga Bhakti is not perfection. It is sadhana bhakti. You girl in your mind this definitely. Never consider Raganuga Bhakti pure devotional service. It is, as a perfection. It's a sadhana. It is sadhana. Sadhana means practice. So there are two types of practice. Vaidhi and Raga. These both are in a practice stage. In 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there are two similar words for yoga. Can somebody memorize those words? Remember those words? Same two words for yoga. Yoga Aruruksha and Yoga Arudha. You know, Yoga Aruruksha and Yoga Arudha. Yoga Aruruksha means beginner in the yoga. And Yoga Arudha means perfection in yoga. Similarly, the two words bhakti, sadhana and sadhya. Is it okay? Is it clear? Now we are going to put these six characteristics of uttama bhakti, which Srila Prabhupada has written. Sadhana has two, bhava has four, and prema has six. Can you see this written there? So this is here. Now see this. The three categories of pure devotional service, Uttama Bhakti, relation to the six characteristics of Uttama Bhakti. So, when we are doing sadhana bhakti, then these two things manifest in our practice, Kleshagni and Shubhada. It's okay? Only two. When some devotee reaches to the stage of bhava bhakti, then there will be two plus two more. These two becomes more mature. The first two becomes more and more condensed and mature towards perfection. And the two more, what are these? Moksha, Lagutakrit and Shubhada. Sudurlabha. They will appear by bhava. So they are at the bhava. These two are at a bhava level, not at a sadhana level. And when we reach to the last stage, prema bhakti, then all six will appear. Is it okay? Sandrananda Visheshta Atma and Sri Krishna Akrishna. So all six will appear at the level of prema bhakti. Is it all right? Now there is one question. Yes?
It means like bhava bhakti. So degree of klesha means chutta will increase also.
Yeah. As our bhava and prema, these will increase more, become more perfect. Yeah. It's not that they disappear. They will be there, but they will be more refined and perfect. Kleshagni will be perfect by prema bhakti. Complete. Is it okay? Now there is one question sometime. When we are doing sadhana, we are not feeling ecstasy? We are not feeling happiness? Huh? So the bhakti gives happiness. So the three levels have a different levels of happiness here. What are the three? What are the four happiness in Shubhada? Shubhada has four happinesses? Huh? Go to your copy. Shubhada has four levels of happiness. Huh? What are the four levels of happiness in Shubhada? Shubhada.
Benefits all,
attracts all. So what is the first one?
Benefits
and
attracts all.
Oh, he benefit everybody and attract everybody. Then second is?
Development of safety qualities.
That is third one. That is third. First is everybody is benefit. Second is it attract everybody. And third is? Good qualities. And fourth is all happiness, right? So now these are the things which appear on these levels. Each of the three stages of pure devotional service characterized by a particular type of happiness. Which happiness? When we are in sadhana bhakti shubhada, which happiness is there? Superior to sense gratification and liberation. Shubhada. This happiness which we get at a sadhana level is superior to sense gratification and liberation. At bhava bhakti, moksha laghu krita. It is so superior that it makes sense gratification and even liberation seem insignificant. So these are the happy, we experience these happinesses at different levels. And by the time prema bhakti, sadhranananda vishesha atma. It's so incalculable, superior that one cannot even perceive the existence of the sense gratification and liberation. They never exist for them. So the happiness is also at a different levels of the bhakti. Is it okay? This is what we are doing is now, we are putting the first chapter into the second chapter where they fit. Uttam bhakti. Is it okay? So the happiness, when we are in sadhana, superior to sense gratification, like so many devotees are given the sense gratification of eating, illicit sex, all these things are given. There are people, you know, they used to eat meat like anything, but now they hate it. I don't like it. They don't want to see it, right? So it becomes useless, but it becomes insignificant to them. They're not attracted. Once they took me, now in Russia, to one Baikal lake, where this is one of the second largest lake of sweet water on the planet. So they get fish, and it's only the gift from there is dry fishes. So we wanted to go somewhere, and it is all market with where they were frying fishes. And all those Russians, they were always standing and eating those fishes. They said, we don't want to go by this way. They were so much, they we don't want to go. I should say this because I have never seen, I never eaten it, but they were more like disliking that than me. He said, we'll go by other route, okay? You understand? So it become, all these things become useless for them. So this is sadhana. Even what we are doing is a sadhana. What we are practicing is a sadhana bhakti. So now we have two levels. One is where the six characters fit which level, and the second, what type of happiness up we manifest in the different levels of the devotional service. Now we are here. This is called Eligibility for Performing Devotional Service. This is our book, you see, this portion, Eligibility for Performing Devotional Service. So what is the eligibility for performing devotional service? Eligible for, and the word ruchi put is there, ruchi, you know, ruchi means attraction towards the process of bhakti. Ruchi means taste. Ruchi means taste for practice of devotional service. So who is eligible for that? It's just, you just leave this part, it's not coming there. Leave this part on the left side. What is the first on the top here? Impression of bhakti from previous lives. Yes. You give your lecture to 1,000 people, 100 people, but only 2 or 3 are attracted, not all. Same thing you say, because they have already some pious activities, credit or sukriti. Which verse of Bhagavad Gita you quote for this? Sixth chapter. Well, say Anant Janam Sam Siddhim. Anant Anek Janam Sam Siddhim. After many lifetimes, this is after many lifetimes. Can you see? Over many lifetimes. We will discuss the phenomena, but I am just telling you, this is on 6th chapter what it says. Because of their past impression, they give up all the rituals. They are not interested in rituals. Brahma ati vartate, they give up Vedic rituals. And because of the many lifetimes practice, they are attracted to bhakti. And what is the other one? That is the jnanis. This is for the yogis and for jnanis. Bahunam janmanam ante. Right? After many lifetimes, they are attracted to Vasudeva. So, the eligibility cannot be only pious activities. Then bhakti is not independent. Therefore, Rupa Goswami has written, and Jiva Goswami and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has focused that it is only pure devotees' instruction and association. What does it do? When he speaks, then those who have impression from past life, they are attracted. They develop taste. So only few people, even good devotee, pure devotees speak, but still only those who are attracted, they have some pious credits. So the most important is pure devotees and association and instruction. Now, which verse you want to quote from the Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter? Antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam. So this is impression of the last life's many punya karma. Te dvanda nohamo nirmukta bhajante mam dridavarta. They will develop taste for. So, most important characteristic for performing devotional services, association of a devotee. Now I am giving you example. So many people are coming in temple because they have pious activities. So say all over the world may be unlimited people, but coming to the Vrindavan may be 0.11%, right? It means they have some pious credit, they are coming here. From many lifetimes they have pious credit. Otherwise the people who are living 100 kilometers from here, they never came to Vrindavan. They are living right here, they never came to Vrindavan. And the people from Africa are coming and living here, and America are coming and living here. You know? So what I am saying is, this is the first part. What is that? What is the point we are discussing? Pious activities. They are coming here. But when they come in contact with devotee, then only they will practice bhakti. Their past activities, they force them to come for the taste of bhakti, to the place where there is bhakti. You know, you announce tomorrow that in Delhi we are having a Bhagavad Gita discourses. The pamphlet will go to 10,000 people, but on the pandal will be maybe 100,000, or if 10 out of 10,000, maybe 1,200 people, right? You understand? It means the information went to all. But pious activities are only out of 10,000, say 1,200 came for that. It means they have a taste for the bhakti. And out of them, only some will start practicing. Who are now ready to take to the devotional service. So this is in our book written like that. You read all this subject matter. So eligibility, what is the most key point in eligibility? Association of devotee. Association and instruction of the devotees. To whom? To the person who have good agyat sukriti from past lifetimes. Unknowably, the impression of bhakti from previous lives. What we can calculate that we all are here devotees is not one life's work. It's not one life's job. Many lifetime we have done something. Therefore we are in Vrindavan, we are discussing Rupa Goswami's bhakti, rasamrita, sindhu, the nectar of devotion. It's not ordinary. How many people are even within the ISKCON? But how many are here and doing this? It's because this is readiness right now. It's like that. Sometimes there's a lock on the room. You have lost the key. Then you hit the lock with one hammer, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, not breaking. Somehow, the last somebody comes and he put a one hammer and then it breaks. Doesn't mean that the last hammer is breaking. Already it was damaged to the point that the last hammer is broke it. So similarly, we have tried bhakti. What is the meaning of all this? The meaning of all this is bhakti is not destroyed when we leave the body. Whatever percentage we practice, that go to the next life. So this line here says, it is adding again and again. For many lifetime it is adding. Practice of bhakti going back to impression. Practice bhakti going back to impression. And when we come in contact with pure devotee, then practice starts. Is it okay? So eligibility, you read in our book, and this is the conclusion of the eligibility. Is it okay? Yes?
Like the first, you said, impression of bhakti from pure sight. So it means, when you said, they have bias activity, right? But generally, we should be bias activities are not
it's called Agyat Sukriti. They have done some service knowingly or unknowingly. You know?
Which is related to the devotional service.
Yeah, like devotional service. Like devotional service is so wide, means, you know, going taking bath in Ganga, going to the Yamuna, having a tulsi in front of their house, you know, feeding the cow, feeding the Brahmanas. They are all pious activities which are Agyat Sukriti, which increases life by life, and then they practice little bit bhakti. But then they leave body, they may not complete it, and they will come back and start the bhakti where they left. And what is the result in our own movement? You see some devotees, they join, but it takes them 15-20 years really to be fixed up. They are coming, there are many devotees still coming for 30 years to the temple, but it's not, they are not taking seriously. And there are some devotees, they just first time we talk to them and they are convinced, they come by logic and they join, and then they are, now they are the leaders of the movement. Because they were already ready to the 90%, only the last 10% pushed to start bhakti. Start bhakti, it's not perfection. To start bhakti, sadhana, it is like this. Is this diagram clear? Yes, three questions. Take microphone, let everybody read. Yes. Our attendance sheet is somewhere. Okay, little room.
I wanted to ask that why there is a different time. If a person has to take the bhakti, if he has some bhakti, so why somebody comes to the moment and get introduced to Krishna consciousness at the age of 15, someone has to at 22.
What is the reason that they join at different stages of their life, not actually at the beginning of their life? Well, it means the impression of bhakti only appear after that time. It is already there in subconsciousness, but still he has some desire for sense gratification which is more powerful. Krishna fulfill everybody's desire. I have a desire to do bhakti. But I also desire to become little more good businessman. But my interest of becoming businessman is 200% more than my interest to become devotee. So first I will give in a chance which I like more, but when the time that bhakti impression sparks, then I start joining bhakti. So therefore the people start. It's our desire. Everybody has bhakti that will come in the next. We will know this. Everybody has a bhakti. But it only manifests when there are proper circumstances, proper facilities and proper atmosphere. What is your question, Prabhuji? Send microphone there. Yes.
You see the case of Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada was one time asked by devotees after a few years. Srila Prabhupada, when they also read this in their devotion, they said, Prabhupada, it means we have a lot of pious activities. That's why we have come with you and learning this devotion service. Prabhupada said, no, you have nothing. I have just created the world.
Well, that's what he has said. Pure devotee, I made your fortune. I made your fortune means there are millions of people in America only, they come in contact with Prabhupada because of their good fortune, they came in contact with Prabhupada. So Prabhupada made their, created fortune because they came to Prabhupada.
So it means they do not have so much pious
activity. Yeah, but ultimately this is one aspect. The other aspect what Prabhupada said, this is one statement. The other statement is, my Guru Maharaj has sent you all to assist me in my devotional service. So much so that when Srila Prabhupada was asking Jayapitaka Maharaj's nationality, Indian nationality, he told to the member of parliament that he is the associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please arrange that he should stay in Mayapur and develop this project. Prabhupada said, he is the associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These are Prabhupada's words. He wrote like that. And all those who joined Prabhupada are not ordinary people actually. Prabhupada said, my Guru Maharaj sent all these people to me. It means they have already done a bhakti. That is Prabhupada, that is a spiritual master. As a spiritual master, he is saying, a spiritual master make us fortunate. It's not by our own effort we become fortunate. Again, the most of the things will be clear soon as we go further and further, because the subject is too vast. This only sadhana bhakti will continue till 14th chapter. Only sadhana, and 2 chapters is bhav bhakti, and then 2 is raganuga, and then 2 is bhav and 1 is prem. So this is a lengthy part, is actually sadhana bhakti. So many things will come step by step. But right now we just many understand that it's not that any person can out of nowhere. Anybody has eligibility for bhakti when he come in contact with devotee. But only he practice if he has some good pious credit also. Like I said, many people are coming here to the temple, but it's not that they become devotee. But those who come in contact with devotee, they start chanting one round. So they start sadhana when they come. They, because of their past little practice, they have little taste for coming near to the devotee. Then devotee help these two. So devotee help these two stages. That is a special. That is a special.
So they are exception because.
Well, they are all associated.
No.
Oh, Prakasananda Saraswati, they are. Yeah. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Lord Himself. He has done something. He has given the bhakti to everybody and anybody, whoever came there. So he's Mahavadanya. He's not like an ordinary devotee. So he gave to the Pathan and the Muslims and everybody chance, even Chand Qazi become devotee. So there is also, he made their fortune. It's not that they had a good qualities, but still in their past lives there is some good thing that they appear only at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise they would have appeared some other time. So there is some reason that they appear only at that time when Mahaprabhu was there. Like only at that time hippism was there when Prabhupada went there. So they were the fortunate people, they come in contact with Prabhupada. Not before, not after. So there is something. Yeah, there is some connection with the past. That cannot be avoided. That cannot be neglected. Is it okay? What is your question, Ma?
I just wanted to relate that last week you did some took care of a new girl. Just newly arrived here in Vrindavan. She never had any contact with the devotees.
Who?
Or any temple. A new girl.
New girl came from somewhere just in Vrindavan, yeah?
Just in Vrindavan. Oftentimes these struggling young people come and I try to take care of them. And so why you came to Vrindavan? I don't know. So what will you do? How long will you stay? I don't know. All I know is I need to be here and I don't want to leave. Like that. And I'm taking care of her. In the meantime, it turned out for the last 4 years, she's using as an alarm on her phone Jaya Radha Madhava. She doesn't know anything about this song, she doesn't know anything what it means, but since 4 years she's using that song as her alarm. And now she's here in Vrindavan, she looks very lost, you know, so I'm helping her. And I immediately, I gave her Japa Mala, she's chanting 16 rounds, she's taking Bhagavad Gita, she's coming to Mangalati. She didn't know why she came to Vrindavan and what to do here, but she, all she knew is, I don't want to leave.
That's what Krishna, so these are the, like, somehow Radhanath Maharaj, what he has written, he just at Mathura station on Janmashtami, he came out of the general compartment, he cannot catch the train back. And he was lost here. And then he came here and he got attracted to the somehow Krishna. And when Krishna book was the only book attracted him. So like these people have already done something, therefore they came here. So that's the, therefore Rupa Goswami said, you know, in our book you say, this is a past. Is some pastor. Well, it is a plan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He sent some of those people to the different countries, like Lalita was born in China. From some time, there was some devotee. He may have a desire to go to the China, but he was a devotee. But he had a desire to go to the China, so he was born there and came back here as a devotee. So all these devotees are coming back, actually. They have practiced something. It's not one lifetime's business, actually. Therefore, our devotees have a different levels, even within our community. Even some, you know, when they chant, they sit like, because they were yogis in last life. And there are some devotees, they only walk and chant. They cannot sit and chant. They were actually very fast karmis. They were doing business, but now they are in devotion, they still they run. They cannot give up that habit, you know, because this is their nature. You know? So now, and some are really fighting. They were fighters, but now they become devotees. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So their mood is like, it's still, they're in that mood. Everybody is different, even in their chanting. The attraction is completely different. Where they are born, how they come here. So Sukriti, the impression of the bhakti from previous lives. So bhakti, along with people, some people were jnani with little bhakti, some karmi with little bhakti. So that bhakti was continuing, and then they got attraction. Okay? Now this is our today's, yes? Oh, microphone, bring the microphone. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, this verse, which is the definition of sadhana bhakti, is in our Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela. 22.105, yes.
Guruji, those who does not have any Sukriti, pure devotee created the Sukriti, and pure devotee created that impression to become a devotee, just like suppose in Mirigari case, and then Narad Muni, pure devotee can do something, that's even somebody does not have anything, suppose it is possible.
Therefore, there is one statement. Kuch sadhan nissadhan, they also can be benefited by exalted devotee like Narada, Supreme Lord Himself. Like, well, Ahilya, what did Ahilya do? She was a stone. No sadhan. But still Vishwamitra told Ram to deliver her. So it is the mercy of a devotee. Kusadhan, this Kubja in Mathura, what was she doing? She was serving Kansa, the demon. But still Krishna attracted her. And she got the chance. Because she wanted that. Yeah, who was the Kubja I was reading here? Surpanka, yes. She wanted to touch Ram. So she had this desire, so she came as a Kubja. So actually she got a benefit of talking to the Ram and seeing Ram. That has given her chance to become Kubja. Right? So it's nothing is out of nowhere. Everything is planning because of the many lifetimes. Impression. So anyway, but for learning purpose, it is the devotee instruction and association plus the many lifetimes impression of little bhakti, because bhakti never lasts when we die. And third thing, the taste for bhakti. Then he can practice bhakti. Now what is the definition of sadhana bhakti? We are here now. So this is the verse which is in Chaitanya Charitamrita and the Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu. Krite sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sa sadhana abhida nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakrityam hrde sadhyata krite sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sa sadhana abhida nitya siddhasya bhavasya praktyam hrde sadhyata. So krite means with senses. Yesterday we said karana. You know karana? Krita means activity. Activity is done with the senses. So krita means action. Because if you go to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada has given word to word meaning for this verse. So Chaitanya Charitamrita 22.105, Madhya Leela. Okay, krita means action by senses. Sadhya means by practice. Bhaveta means become. Sadhya means perfection. So if we practice with senses and mind, then we become perfect. And what is that perfection? Bhavasa. Then we really reach to the stage of bhava. So sadhan bhakti by practice take us to bhav bhakti. Is okay? Krite means action by senses. Sadhya means practice. Sadhan, practice. Bhaveta means become. And sadhya means sadhan and sadhya. Sadhya means goal. And what is the goal? Bhava, bhav bhakti. Sa sadhana abhida, that is called sadhan bhakti. It means sadhan bhakti is that which by practice. It's very important now. One word is vipar. Bring out bhav bhakti. Bring out bhav bhakti. It's not that bhav bhakti is by sadhan bhakti. No. Therefore, second line is important. What is second line? Nitya siddhasya bhavasya. This bhav bhakti is nitya within everybody, dormant. Krishna prema is in everybody's high dharmant. What the sadhana will do? Prakatyam. Prakatyam means? It awakens. It manifests from unmanifest stage. Hirde. Where is the bhava? In everybody's hirde. Sadhyata by practice. So what is most important part in this? That everybody has Krishna prem in their heart. Everybody. So it's not that bhakti is coming from outside. Bhakti is within everybody. Hirde, in the heart. As emotion. But by practice it manifest. By practice it awaken. By practice it rises, like sun rises. So what is this verse then, Chaitanya Charitamrita? Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabhu Nahi. Sarvanadi, what is Sarvanadi? Sadhana. That is sadhan bhakti, right? By that sadhan bhakti, by that practice, that love is awakened. Is it okay? So this is what, if only two lines are there, Rupa Goswami's, then people can say bhav bhakti can be produced by mechanical process. Because sadhana is mechanical. Because senses are material. The material senses cannot produce bhakti. Is it okay? It bhakti. Now there are two. Well, this is a definition by Srila Prabhupada in Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Translation. When transcendental devotional service, by which love for Krishna is attained, is executed by the senses, kriti, is okay? It is called sadhan bhakti. Or a regulative discharge of devotional service. Such devotion eternally exists within the heart of every living entity. The awakening of this eternal devotion is the potentiality of devotional service in practice. Is it clear? Now, this Srila Prabhupada has given these two examples. Anyway, characteristic of sadhana bhakti. Now, there are two characteristics of sadhana bhakti. When we do sadhana bhakti, what is the result? The first result is, what is the characteristic number one is? Employing senses and mind in practical devotional service. That is called sadhana bhakti. This is the definition of, this is the first two lines of the verse. First two lines of the verse says, implying krite, senses and mind in practical devotional service means sadhana. And the second part is the result of that. What is the result? Gives rise to. Rise to means it is already there. Bhakti, which is lying dormant in our heart. So sadhana bhakti is practiced by senses and mind, and it awakens the bhav bhakti. Is it okay? So this sadhana bhakti has these two parts. And Srila Prabhupada has given these two examples in our book. What is the first example? Child learning to walk. Now when child is born, he cannot walk. But the walking tendency is inside child. Therefore, when we help the child, then child is not walking. So it's not that by practice child is walking. Practice helps child to manifest walking, which is already within the child. But if you want to child to fly, even you try, because there's nothing, it is inside, so it cannot come out. So not by any physical method the bhakti can be produced. This is like the other example, one other preacher our he was giving, say. Well, there's a nice picture of here, Rupa Goswami. But somebody has a little vision problem. See? He can try to see, but he cannot see it. He cannot see this, right? It is there, but he cannot see this. If you take out your glasses, you cannot see this. Why? It is there, but I cannot see this. So what we should do? We may try, but we cannot see it. If you get a proper glass, you can see this. You get the operation done a little bit through your eyes and you can see this. So bhakti is there. But we have to go through the process of hearing and chanting to reawaken that. We are not able to see this because we have a sort of a cataract. So when we have a cataract, we cannot see. You remove the cataract, you can see. So bhakti is there. Is it okay? Second example, Srila Prabhupada is there. Curing of a man's mental disease. So whole our book has complete paragraph on this. Prabhupada says, because of the lording over material nature, people become mad and they think they are enjoying, but they are suffering. So the devotees are psychiatrists. Prabhupada compared the devotee to the doctor, psychiatrist. And the mad people of material enjoyment, when they are treated by the doctor through the process of devotional service, their madness disappears. And then they become normal. So we lost our memory of love of Krishna because of Maya. And this devotional service When we practice under the guidance of a good devotee, which is like a psychiatrist, then our insanity will go. If we take regular medicine, then we'll be normal. Still, there are people, they go to psychiatry, they take medicine, they are okay. If they don't take medicine, they will go back to the same state. See, you have this experience. We can see such people. If they take medicine, it's okay. If they don't take medicine, they become again same. So if we chant Hare Krishna, we can continue. We leave the medicine, again we will be as useless as we were before. Same disease. So these two examples, that means the person has a disease. You cure the disease, you will be alright. So then again, same example, Prabhupada. You are brainwashing. It's not that when we are preaching the sadhan bhakti to chant Hare Krishna, come to the temple, have a darshan of the deities, honor prasad, hear Bhagavatam. This all is sadhan bhakti. This all, what we are doing is all sadhan bhakti. What we are doing is all sadhan bhakti. What the point I was saying? Yeah. So they said, this is not the people we are saying you, we are brainwashing that you come here. Brainwashing means, generally it means you mesmerize the people to do something which is not within them. You know, it's not like so many people, they are so smart, they brainwash you, take all your money and run away. You know, there are people that do like that. That is brainwashing, which is harmful to you. But this Prabhupada said, your brain is dirty with so many things. We are really washing your brain to clean this, not to really ruin this. So we are doing brainwashing. So you should be thankful to us. Huh? You should be thankful to us. Because this is the disease. So these are two examples are for what purpose? To establish that bhakti is in everybody's heart. Bhava bhakti is inside our heart. Prema bhakti is in our heart. Sadhan bhakti is only method by which it is awakened. Now I am just asking one question before we go. Some important statement we will read. Let us, maybe we read this, maybe your question can be answered. What is your question, Valdimir? Yes, yes. First two lines is the first characteristic, and second two lines is second characteristic of the Sanskrit definition. These two lines is first part, senses and mind, and second is awakening. Is it okay? Now I am asking you a question. Hare Krishna. Then we say Guru Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. So what is Bhakti Lata Beach? What is Bhakti Lata Beach?
Knowledge.
Message. Method. Yes. Bhakti Lata Beach, when we go and read in our Chaitanya Charitam, it says rules and regulation of practicing devotional service under the guidance of bona fide spiritual master is called the seed of devotional service. Seed of devotional service is not, it's not that actually spiritual master put bhakti in our heart. No. Bhakti is already there. You understand? In absolute sense, everybody has a bhakti. So what is the seed of the devotional service? Sadhan bhakti. That is rules and regulation of devotional service. Instruction of the spiritual master. That help us awaken our dormant love of God, which is in our heart. Is it okay? Now these are the certain statements in this section of our book. Devotional service is a natural instinct of every living entity. And Srila Prabhupada gives an example. Even aborigines have a sense of it. They even see something extraordinary, they worship that. Even those who live in forest, they worship some nature. So this instinct is there. So Prabhupada is giving this instinct. This is in our book, you just get this line. Now second, it is his dharmant. It is his dharmant in the, it is dharmant in those who are materially contaminated. And when purified, this is called Krishna consciousness. So Krishna consciousness is natural. But now it is dharmant because it is materially contaminated. It's not that it's a critical, and now you immediately remember Prabhupada's words of the first Hare Krishna mantra's commentary. This chanting of Hare Krishna is not a material sound vibration. It is beyond body, senses, mental and intellectual. It reawakens our dharmant love of Krishna. So this is what Prabhupada is saying there. It is dharmant. Simply process, uncover the material contamination. Third, Krishna consciousness cannot be aroused simply by practice. In other words, if it were not innate, innate means inbuilt, no amount of practice would be able to arouse it. Like, man cannot fly, because it's not in him. Practice alone is not the cause. Dharmant love is there, practice will help to awaken it. Sadhan bhakti is a process by which this innate, which means natural, capacity for devotional service is invoked, means arisen or awakened. Is it okay? Well, you read our book, all these things are there. Now, this is the essence of sadhana bhakti. What is the essence of sadhana bhakti? Tasmad kenapi upayena manah krishna niveshye. One must fix one's mind on Krishna by any means. Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto. And what is the example Prabhupada gave is Maharaj Amrish. He uses all his senses in devotional service. Can you Lalita ask Amrish Maharaj one example which sense for which devotional service? You know about Amrish Maharaj, no? Yes, so which sense? It is common sense you use. What he was using his eyes for? Seeing the beautiful deity of the Lord. Okay, what he was using his ear for? Hearing Krishna Katha. What he is using his hand for? Cleaning the temple of the Lord. What he is using his leg for? Going to the holy places, to the temple. What he is using his head for? Passing, paying obeisances. Right? And what else he was using? His nose for? Smelling the tulsi. His tongue for tasting Krishna Prasad. So this is because by all the senses he was just trying to fix his mind on Krishna. So this is the essence of sadhana bhakti. Somehow or other we just fix our mind upon Krishna. And this is two types of sadhana bhakti. Okay? We have already given in the first chart. What are the two types of sadhana bhakti? Vaidhi sadhana bhakti. What is the definition of Vedi? Regulative. Service according to the regulative principle. And from where the regulation comes? Two. Regulative principle followed by the order of Guru, number one. And or the scripture. So Vedi means Vidhi. Vidhi means rules and regulations. Rules and regulations. So rules are like the principle, and regulations are like the sum, do and don't. Don't do this, don't do this. Yama, nema, something like that. Do and don'ts, okay? So, Vaidhi Shadhan Bhakti. Vaidhi means by Vidhi. Vidhi means rules and regulation. And whose rules? Regulation. Shastra and Guru. Okay? Two things. You, no question of refusal. You cannot say no. Every day you have to chant 69, you cannot say no. So it means you have to practice, means practice. Vedi means it's compulsory. Prabhupada used to say it's an army discipline. If you are asked to go and use the gun, you use gun. If you are asked to go and drive, you drive. If you are asked to cook, you cook. So it's like you cannot say no. That is the sadhana bhakti's rule. He said army discipline. In early days, brahmacharis, sannyasi says, we have to go, that's their role there. Where to go, we don't know. Wherever you take. So it was just, you have to do, no refusal. Now the other type of sadhana bhakti is rag, anuga, spontaneous service. Spontaneous service out of natural love. One becomes more attached to Krishna and service is spontaneous. In this, service is by the order or by the rule. And this is spontaneous. But most important line is down. Both are within category of practice. It is not perfection. See, why it is again and again said like this? Because so many people are fooled that raganuga means you are already perfect. I am practicing raga bhakti. Are we practicing raga bhakti? My question is to you. Are we doing raga bhakti? No?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
Raga means some spontaneous feeling is there. So everyone has some degree.
Okay.
Raga means anticipation.
Rag, then word is rag, anuga. Anuga means follower, attachment and follow. Yes?
So, Tulsi
every day, Tulsi is a... Every day, Tulsi, we are praying Tulsi that please Tulsi give us love of Krishna. So these practices in our daily bhakti, they are practices, but they are like a practice of raga also. It's not that we are not practicing. The rule is that when we go to the temple, we see the lotus feet of the Lord first. Are you seeing the lotus feet first or face first? Face, immediately. This is raga, we are attachment. Doesn't mean that there's a spontaneity in our as we practice, it comes. But even if it spontaneously comes, we have to practice. We cannot give up practice. It's not that I am practicing Raghunaga Bhakti, I will not chant my rounds. I will not come for Bhagavatam class. No. Even if you are Raghunaga practitioner, still practice, you have to not to give up. You understand the point? So Prabhupada did not appear, the devotees, they saying we are practicing Raganuga Bhakti, so we are in different mood. No, he said, no, you practice as usual bhakti. And the example he used to give is, when you learn typewriting, you have to see each word and put your one finger, cook, 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 cook. Right? And after some time, you may not look somewhere else and still you can write, type everything nice. So by practice, automatically spontaneity will come. It is inside us. It's only by practice it can be proved. The other example they gave is, when we were not able to go to the school as a small children, they put us a couple time, they were taking, but after a year or so we developed friends there and then we run to the school. Because we developed some tests there automatically. Then it is spontaneous. So practice makes it spontaneous. But it is still practice. So there are two types of sadhana bhakti, is it okay? But both are practice. Now what is the one definition of vaidhi sadhana bhakti? Vaidhi sadhana bhakti. It means devotion in practice by order of the guru and shastra. This is the verse in our Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Yatra means wherever. Raga navap tatvat, where there is no attachment, where there is no spontaneous attachment for doing any service. Pravrti upajayati, if there is no desire to do spontaneous service. Sa sne naiva shastrasya shasana. Shasana means rules. Shasana means government, governance means rules and regulation. Shastrasya of the scripture. Shasana shastra. Shasana means rules and regulation. And shastrasya means of the scripture. Sa vaidhi bhakti uchyate, that is called vaidhi bhakti. When there is no attachment or spontaneous loving service to Lord, and one is engaged in the service of the Lord simply out of obedience to the order of the spiritual master or in the pursuance of the scripture, such an obligatory service is called Vaidhi Bhakti. Is it okay? This is our devotion. And the example given is this verse. Okay, definition of Vaidhi Bhakti, continue. From Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a definition in a Bengali of the Vaidhi Bhakti. Ragahina jana bhaje sastrera agya vaidhi bhakti bali tare sarva shastra gaya. You read Bengali. You read. Yeah. You read this?
Ragahina jane bhaje sastrera agya vaidhi bhakti bali tare sarva shastra gaya.
You read bhai, in Bengali? Is okay? You cannot say like this, Valdimir, you read now. Okay. 50% Bengali, okay. Because every day sitting next to him, so he got some association. You want to read, Lalita? Yes. Raga. Agya. Agya means order. Yes, agya. Okay. Those who have not attained the platform of the spontaneous attachment and devotional service, render devotional service under the guidance of bona fide spiritual master according to the rules, regulative principles mentioned in the revealed scriptures. According to the revealed scripture, this kind of devotional service is called Vaidhi Bhakti. Is it okay? Now, this is the example of Vaidhi Bhakti from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd canto, 1st chapter, 5th verse. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwaro Harihi Shrotavya Kirtatvyascha Smritavyascha Chatavayam. See, these are the practice of Sharvan. Shrota means hearing, Kirtara means chanting, Smritya means remembering. Why I should do this? If you want to be fearless, it means there is a rule of the Shastra. So there is a reason for bhakti. Like we do sometimes bhakti because some reason behind that. I want to do this bhakti because I want to be fearless. I am doing this bhakti because I want to be known as a good preacher, because Simrta means remembrance, Satam means always. Always means every day. Every day, it is not every second, because every second means prema bhakti. So it means regularly, satatam, regularly, every day. Samurtava satatam Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. Visharamartha, this is a negative. Never forget, remember always, never forget, both sides. Sarva vidhi nishyad, whatever the rules and regulation, don'ts and do's and don'ts of the Shastra, they are all subservient to the